This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We've decided to just, this is dumb. Are we really doing this?
Yeah.
We're hungry.
Actually, I am.
It makes me sad to talk about this. We want to know what's the perfect sandwich.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it can be like, if you have some weird recipe, I'm getting back into sandwiches. My son, I don't know what happened to him. Like, normally, you know what you did to scar your kid, but Noah will not eat a sandwich anymore.
He
will not eat a sandwich.
Maybe he had too many like in school for like lunch.
I don't think so.
Hmm.
Like, yeah. He just won't, like, it's like, oh my God, we're starving. Oh, there's a Subway. No, I'll just wait.
Oh, even like a Subway. Oh,
no, yeah. Not a sandwich, period. Oh. No sandwiches. Huh.
Yeah, then that's weird. Because I get the sliced bread thing. I don't.
Mm. Yeah.
But will you eat a sub?
A sub, yeah. It's got to be a sub. I don't like a just sliced bread sandwich. I don't.
I don't want to get into all the details of this because I've already told the story on the air. But like Jersey Mike's is now off my list because I screwed up and ordered a Jimmy John sub and then went in and tried to pick it up at Jersey Mike's. And now I'm embarrassed to show my face.
It's been enough time. Although you just brought it up. So now you have to wait again.
Yeah. I think you should tell the whole story. I think it's a great story.
Like, I have an assortment of wigs and whatnot. I've thought about disguising myself and going in to get a Jersey Mike's sub.
I don't want them to think I'm weird.
Well, you honestly could order online on the app.
That's what I do.
No, you did it for the other place.
No, I ordered at Jimmy John's, but I walked into Jersey Mike's. I'm like, where the F is my sandwich?
Exactly. So there's no history on Jersey Mike's. So they're just going to be like, oh, it's a new person.
No, but if I walk in, it's the same girl. It's like, I'm picking up an order for Michael. She's like, wait, are you the Jimmy John's Michael?
Yeah, you're the one who berated me because I was like,
what? You gave me somebody else? You idiot! Will you make minimum wage over here, idiot? I didn't say any of those things, but I'm just... Anyway, there's sort of some stats out there that what makes a perfect sandwich? And I think we all sort of have... Like, we've done this before where we talk about like peanut butter and jelly. Do you do peanut butter on both pieces of bread with jelly in the middle?
No.
People do, and that's stupid because you got this slippery thing. You're basically making a zit. Like, the jelly is just gonna come out. Yeah. The jelly needs to be on the bread.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If the jelly's only touching peanut butter on both sides, it's gonna be like.
And it's gotta be on toast for me.
Really?
It does?
I can't eat a peanut butter and jelly.
Oh, there's something about just like a soft PB&J. Even when it kind of gets stuck to the roof of your mouth, I love that.
Like white bread.
Yeah.
But I'm seriously going to vomit.
Really?
It's a weird thing. I can't do a PB&J. I could do it on toast. It's got to have a little crunch.
What about Uncrustables? You can't do that.
Oh, no.
Ugh. What?
God, the Uncrustables. And you know what I do with the Uncrustables?
What?
I don't even let them thaw out.
Oh, yeah. It's a little frozen. Yeah.
Like frozen peanut butter. You're like, I've broken a tooth on an Uncrustable. They're so good.
Just stick a popsicle stick in it or
something. Oh God, no. You're just,
I don't want to lick the bread.
Yeah, I don't want to lick it because it is like Wonder Bread.
You like that, the PB&J? Yeah.
It's so good.
PB&J is such a throwback sandwich.
It is.
I let my daughter make it the other day for me and she just doesn't get it. She didn't do the ratio right. There's not nearly enough of either thing.
Yeah.
It needs to be like, because you have two slices of bread, you have to have like two slices of bread worth of peanut butter.
Yeah.
And at least that much jelly. It's got to be sopping. Yes.
50-50? I don't know. I'm just hung up on the saw. It's got to be toast. You got to toast it.
There is something,
though. Because then you can eat it for breakfast.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good breakfast.
Let me just say this before we start launching even farther into our perfect sandwiches. According to this survey, the perfect sandwich is Black Forest ham, cheddar cheese, and tomato. And I'm like, you're not even close. Like, you've got dry bread right there.
Yeah.
You need mayo or mustard on that bad boy. I know the tomato's adding some moisture. Like, my daughter eats turkey and cheese, and I'm like, what are you doing?
Just plain. Just on sliced bread?
Yes! Or do you have, you have to have, if you're not a mayonnaise or mustard person, I'm okay with that. But then you got to do it Mike's way. You got to have some, like,
oil or something.
What if she put ketchup on it?
I would disown her. She would be up for adoption.
That would be worse than the dry sandwich.
She put ketchup on a Chick-fil-A sandwich the other day.
Okay. That feels so wrong.
It's so wrong!
It does need a little crunch. Just the turkey, cheese, soft bread. Just
I don't know if it needs crunch. It needs more. There's not enough there. Plus, I have like multi-grain bread.
Mm-hmm.
So it needs help.
Oh, my God. What is going on? What do you eat?
Multigrain bread is good for you. It's fiber.
Yeah, just cut up an Amazon box and use that. What's the difference?
That is not a terrible idea. I get a lot of orders from Amazon.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
be saving bread money. All right. So if you want to describe to us what is the perfect sandwich, we want to hear exactly what you do.
This is so dumb.
It is. It's dumb, but it's going to be epic because we're going to get new ideas.
Yeah.
303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
There is something that no matter what sandwich you have, as long as it's on like not a hoagie, but like a just regular bread.
Yeah.
One thing that you have to do that always makes it better.
Cut in half.
Yes. Which way?
Oh, are you a diagonal girl?
Yes. All the way.
Mm. Really?
It is good.
It always makes the sandwich better.
Because that first bite on the corner, I'm with you, is perfect. It fits in your mouth.
So
perfect.
If it's square, if you got to, like, if you go straight, like, it depends on what I'm doing. Like, grilled cheese, sometimes I do it because I want the rectangle to be able to dip in the
What about the corner?
Tomato soup.
The, like, long corner.
I don't know. I feel like I'm going to stab myself. I'm not around edges a lot.
Your bread is kind of rough.
My bread is like a little grainy. I exfoliate as I'm eating.
Which that's what I think. My strategy doesn't really matter what's on the sandwich. It's all about the bread. You got to get just
Hold on, a good hoagie. We just renamed this whole thing. It's sandwich strategy is what we're calling it.
Okay. Oh.
What's your sandwich strategy? I mean, it can be about cutting it. It can be about what ingredients go on it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's like, what is your sandwich strategy?
Okay,
I'm saying that really weird. Sandwich strategy.
But it's all about the bread. It's got to be, just give me the thickest, softest bread that you can. Or toast. But if
Make
it's
up
like a
your
sandwich,
mind, thick or soft?
What do you mean?
Can you not have it thick and soft?
No. No. What are we talking about? No. No. You're describing uncooked Texas toast. It's this huge piece of bread. It's like doughy.
Yeah,
like,
Texas toast. There you go. That's right. What's
wrong
with Texas toast?
A baguette, like I do a sandwich on a baguette, or like what Jersey Mike's have, that's thick.
But it's not soft? You don't think?
No, and it's crunchy. It's like a baguette is like...
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't go thick and soft. Thick and soft feels like a recipe for disaster.
My mind's wandering. Sorry.
I'm just saying.
Thinking about other stuff.
Like, are you literally saying you wouldn't toast Texas toast and you'd make a sandwich on it? So you just have this ginormous, Marmaduke sandwich.
Yeah. I used to make grilled cheese when I worked at the snack shack at the pool when I was in high school. And I would have to go into the restaurant and I would sneak in because they had Texas toast on the inside. And I would take two slices and put it back.
Of uncooked Texas toast.
Yeah, and then I'd make my grilled cheese out of it. So it's just bread.
That would be a great thing for a grilled cheese, for sure.
Yeah.
Like Sonic makes grilled cheese on Texas toast.
Oh,
but
yes.
You have to get it there because I've got
just
it to
Sonic's
go.
Sonic's whole line would be my perfect sandwich.
No, it sucks because then they put it in the little aluminum foil bag and it sweats.
Oh,
and then it's just
a soggy
piece of crap. You got to have it. Like, never put it in the bag.
Well, I'm a soggy piece of crap. Look at me.
So yours is about the bread.
Yes.
And you don't care what's on it.
Not a lot. Don't overthink it.
If you're
don't
calling and your sandwich is as sucky as T-Hack's, just hang up
good.
Right now.
Texas toast.
That's not good enough.
Where are my Texas toast people at?
They're not listening. Okay, Aaron, what's on yours?
I love
cutting sideways, but what else?
But like an Italian. Just what? Those are my favorite sandwiches. Mm. I can't have one every single day.
What is an Italian? I'm not sure.
Is it like salami?
It's every single. Let me tell you why I can't have them. They're my favorite sandwich. My favorite by far.
Mm.
But then I become a raver who's had way too much Molly.
What?
Because then you just can't. You know why people die from Molly?
Because they keep.
They can't stop drinking water.
Oh.
And when I eat an Italian sandwich, it's salami, it's capicola, it's prosciutto, and it's all these salty meats, and you're just like,
so good.
And then you're just like, and you're just so salted, and you just start drinking water, and then you get to that point where you like sit down on your couch and you hear that.
Oh, okay.
You get that waterlogged weird thing because none of it's being absorbed in your body. And it's like your mouth is so happy, but your body's like, oh.
Yeah, I feel like that every time I eat. What's the. Is that wrong?
And then all of a sudden the glow lights come in. Yeah. Yeah. All right. We want to. Is this going to work or is this going to be stupid?
I hope it works.
Yeah, people eat sandwiches still, I think, in this day and age.
We will stop the show and never do another show if nobody calls. We want to hear your sandwich strategy. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
In the history since Marconi of bad radio, there's been some stupid things, but this is the dumbest. We're talking your sandwich strategy.
Everyone has one. Yeah. I don't think it's dumb. We all...
I don't know that, like, I don't know that I ever think about it. Like, if
I remember telling you about grilled cheeses and saying you need to add, like, sliced apple and honey, and
that's
you,
stupid.
Yep, that was what you said last time.
That's stupid. Apple has no place
it's
in a grilled
so
cheese.
Good.
For someone with your limited palate, I imagine that you might think that's good. But sorry, just kidding. I'll try it
Whatever.
Someday.
I'll never keep it to myself.
Antonio.
Yay.
What's your sandwich strategy?
So Slacker, I did find the perfect sandwich. You do have to try it. It's delicious. It's from Beyond. They toast all their stuff.
Beyond?
Beyond.
Okay.
Beyond. And there's one in Commerce City. They're from
New
Mexico,
that's right by my house.
Yes. And they're so good. And what I usually get is a toasted turkey and Swiss sandwich. And they give you a side of Greek dressing, and you pour that just right on top of your sandwich.
Okay.
And it's so good and juicy and crunchy.
He hates it.
Is Greek dressing like white and creamy?
It's not white and creamy. No.
You're lying.
It's not. Like, I promise. It's not. It does not even look creamy. It looks like a, like if you ever had like a, like a, if you make your own dressing with like a vinegar, olive oil.
Okay. I might try it. I might try it. I'm going to say this, that I just discovered at Dion's because I love their pizzas. You can buy for like $4 three meatballs in a bowl.
Really?
I mean, when you're like eating pizza and you're like, man, there's a lot of bread here and I just want a little more meat.
Oh.
I just like, okay. Fire a meatball in your head.
That's why I was like, how could you walk into Dion's and get a sandwich when they're throwing the pizzas and stuff? Dude, I can't walk away from
the
pizza.
I know, but like sometimes you want a little something, something.
Okay.
I don't hate it, Antonio. I'm going to try it. I'll report back.
It's not white and creamy. All I looked it up.
Thank you for the call. You don't know what.
We love Antonio.
Jessica?
Yay.
What's your sandwich strategy?
Okay, so I actually work in a deli at King Supers, so I am very well versed in my sandwich meat.
Okay, nerd.
So what I want to do is to do a sourdough bread that you have to toast, and then you put like a garlic mayonnaise on it. Then you have the Boar's Head Pit Craft Turkey, which is like a lightly
smoked. Oh, the Boar's Head stuff is really good. Okay.
And then you got to do the Bourbon Ridge ham, then the Chipotle Gouda cheese.
Oh, Boar's Head smoked Gouda is so good.
The Chipotle Gouda cheese is very good if you haven't tried it.
Okay.
And then lettuce, tomato, red onion, and avocado, and you got the best sandwich on appointment.
Okay, everything but the red onion. Everything
but the red onion. All of it.
No, because you're going to make out with some stranger later.
Are you?
No,
tell me.
You're going to make out.
I have no problem.
They have a problem with it. Tiana?
Hi, guys.
Yay. What's your sandwich strategy?
Okay, so this was back when this specific sandwich store first opened. They had so many options on the menus, and it was one of those you go in, select your own on like a paper bag type.
Which? There used to be one over here.
I forgot
about
it.
It's a little daunting.
Yeah.
It is, because I didn't know the protocol the first time, and I'm just like, hey, can I get a sandwich and like get a bag? And I'm like, don't you put it in the bag? Yeah. I don't understand why you're making me do the last thing. But then you write what you want on the bag.
Oh, okay.
Like you're checking, like you grab the turkey bag and you like wrapper, check but,
yeah.
lettuce, tomato, like you put all the check marks on it. Okay, so what's your strategy there?
Okay, so it was a white bun, to keep that simple, marinara sauce with the mozzarella, and then it was a crab meat with onion and pineapple.
What?
Ooh, whoa.
You're saying marinara, crab, onion, and pineapple.
What, are you SpongeBob? Yep.
That is the grossest thing I've ever heard. Marinara?
You have to try it first.
Marinara with pineapple?
That I'm okay with.
No, you're not.
It's like a Hawaiian pizza. That's what it is.
Marinara is a lot, though. Like, there's just a little bit of sauce on a pizza. Like, oh, man.
I get lost at the crab.
The crab is a hard pass.
With the cheese and stuff?
Yeah. Like, I don't know. When people put cheese on tuna, it's like, ooh, it's a tuna melt. You're a freak. You're a freak. Because Powerball Pete gets fish sticks and puts American cheese slices on them and puts it in the microwave. And I'm just like, get out. Yeah. All right, Tiana, that's really weird. I don't feel great about it, but thank you. Christina.
Yes.
What's your sandwich strategy?
I think it needs to have oil and vinegar on it. I mean, like, the perfect sandwich is a hot pastrami on dark rye.
I'm in.
Rye bread, it's like, so good. How do we make bread suck? I don't know. Put rye in it. The Reuben is literally
one of the greatest sandwiches of all time.
Rye bread.
Sauerkraut, delicious.
Corned beef, which is just nasty.
Amazing.
Corned beef is only good on one day of the year, and that's because you're hammered.
And then
you take pickled gross cabbage.
Delicious.
And it's like, ooh, here, put this all together on one. Look at T-Hack.
Yeah. You think I've ever had either of those?
No, of course not.
Iowa boy,
never.
No.
You like rye bread?
I love a Reuben.
Oh my God, you're such a weirdo. Rebecca.
Yay.
What's your sandwich strategy?
Okay. Just in a pan, turkey, cheddar, some onion, grill it up. Toast some bread, throw it on barbecue sauce. That's it.
Wait, barbecue. Are you saying barbecue sauce like Ted Lasso? Or like you put it on there?
No, I think she actually...
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know if that's necessary.
It's completely...
I'm alive at the scene.
Like, we don't often... We try to talk about the things that are happening in the world. We're not just talking about other people's problems and great make debates and just sort of overarching things in the universe. Like right now, downtown is gone. I can't see downtown.
I know.
This fire thing is getting out of control. Like my brother can see flames from his house.
Jeez.
Oh no, really?
He lives in the canyons above Boulder. So, it's really scary. This was going to be about ginormous Olympic PP.
Yeah, I'm still alive on the scene. It's pandemonium. People don't know which way to go. It's up is down, and
they're will
distracted.
You stop?
I don't know.
I just want, I don't know how to explain this to people, and I don't know why I feel compelled, and you guys may be mad at me for doing this, but like, okay, right now we're in the radio station and we're talking to you and you're hearing us.
Yeah.
But we can't hear what the radio station is doing. Does that make sense? Do you think that makes sense to everyone? Like, we're just talking into a microphone and it's going out to you, but you're not hearing it. Like, what I'm saying right now, you're hearing this like 16 seconds from now.
Yeah, there's the delay. Yeah,
there's a delay to get to the transmitter, and also we delay it in case I say something stupid.
Okay, well,
there it is.
Okay.
there's a couple of things. So we don't know what's going on with the radio station. We kind of know.
We have a general idea, but not specific.
But with the fires, like yesterday, all the evacuations. Like, we can't tell when the government takes over the radio station.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of.
It's a little unsettling because we're just talking and then we're getting texts and people are like, hey, like all of a sudden there's an evacuation notice for like Larimer County, whatever.
Yeah.
And we don't know that because we don't hear it in our headphones because we're only hearing us, not the actual radio station.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you kind of forget, and then every once in a while the station gets taken over, like you said, by the government. You're like, oh yeah,
they can just do that whenever they want. Yeah.
That's okay. That's what we're doing here.
And in this case, it's good because we wanted people to get
it's important news.
If the fire's coming, like I would say. I don't mean to drive listeners away from us, but if you're looking for up-to-the-minute fire coverage, it's probably not here.
Correct. Mm-mm.
I don't think you'd want it from us either.
You definitely want it.
Let's get back to the pee-pee.
But if you, if you want up-to-the-minute Olympic coverage, we don't have that either.
No.
So, T-Hack, I'm going to start with you.
Okay, yeah.
What do you know about the Olympics right now?
I know there's a swimmer.
Okay, we'll get to that. Do you know anything? Oh. Have you watched a moment of the Olympics?
No, I have not. No, yes, I have. We turned it on the other night.
Mm. Did you watch you're a basketball guy. Why are you not watching the basketball?
I don't know. Aren't they always miss the games. Aren't they on at like 3 a.m. or something weird?
No. It's in,
what time are they on?
I literally saw Serbia versus USA on Sunday at, it was like noon or something. I watched it.
You did?
Yeah. Okay. I'm all in.
Oh, because Jokic plays for Serbia and they stomped him. It was bad. USA was like, nice try, MVP.
Yeah.
Hold my beer.
Yeah, I don't know. The Olympic, the basketball specifically, it's almost boring because they just kind of
Beat
everybody. Yeah.
And you and I spent a little bit of time yesterday watching some water polo.
Oh, that's
which
right.
Which is kind of impressive.
We did.
Oh, that's the most impressive in my book.
Dude, I can't tread water with both hands, both legs flailing at full I don't want to die speed. And these dudes just are in the water, holding their hands up, waiting for somebody to throw them a ball.
Mm-hmm. And they're whipping
the
ball.
They're not using their hands, and their whole chest is out of the water.
Insane.
How do they do that?
And then the way when like the ball goes out of bounds, and then they all just swim the other way, and they all get tangled together. And
nobody cares. Nobody drowns.
It's insane. Yeah.
It's one of the most impressive things I've ever seen.
And the bodies on those guys.
Okay. Which is...
What?
Okay.
You asked me my takeaway. It's that.
No, I'm looking for real, legitimate... Before we get to the actual breaking news that is on the Olympics... No, but it looks like it's time. Aaron, you're watching what? Just swimming, it sounds like.
No.
Just swimming.
No.
Okay.
For the record, I was not the one that brought up that swimming thing.
I was trying to let T-Hack off the hook.
No, he brought it up. I immediately started with women's gymnastics.
Like, because they won gold.
They won gold, and Simone Biles kind of has beef with Michaela Skinner.
Okay.
Who's like a previous Olympian, but people are like, doesn't really count because she, back in like the Tokyo one, she was like an extra or whatever, but still got a medal even though she wasn't part of.
Let me see if I'm getting what you're saying correct here. You don't give a crap about the Olympics. You care about the drama.
It's the cherry on top. Yeah.
No. You don't know what happened on the pommel horse.
No.
You're talking about.
Oh no,
beef.
No. I do. That's,
okay.
The pommel horse is the specialist. People are comparing him to Clark Kent, although I think he's more of a Spider-Man.
Because he's hot. Or?
Hot and just that cute nerdy thing, and he literally sat on the bench for 2 hours until it was his time to do the pommel horse,
and then he just came out
and crushed it.
Okay,
and he wears glasses too, right? Isn't that part of the Clark Kent thing?
But then he took them off to do the.
You take them off for the pommel. Yeah. You're not going to be able to do the pommel in glasses.
Yeah,
you're listening to up to the minute coverage of the 2024 Summer Olympic Games. Okay. So then T-Hack comes in. I'm like, should we talk about the Olympics? And he just starts ranting about...
A bulge.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what the streets are talking about. This guy...
Is it the Italian guy or the French guy?
He's a French guy.
The bulge is the French guy. The Italian guy...
He's just a smoke show.
He also does swimming, but yeah, he is just tall, dark,
just
and handsome.
Just smoke.
Yeah.
So this is going to sound terrible, but like boy swimmers, it kind of works. Girl swimmers, it's just an odd body. Like your back is too big. Don't you think? I'm not saying. I'm just saying.
They get so chiseled. It's like they're like an upside down triangle.
Yes,
the way their bodies
are. Their back is just ginormous because you're cutting awake in the water. But here's the thing.
Who's
about swimmers.
Looking at his back?
Okay. They shave their legs.
A great question.
They put a skull cap on.
There's something about the shaving. They're just actually in the chlorine so much that it just like gets rid of.
Are you sure?
They said that they do shave for the Olympics, but like. I saw an interview with one guy, I don't remember who.
So the theory is that those tiny little hairs on your legs are somehow slowing you down aerodynamically in the water. Is that true? That's literally why
that
they
used
shave.
To be the thing. That's the myth, but they also said because we're in the pool so much with all the chlorine, it literally is just killing off the hairs.
Okay, so this is all I'm saying. If the hairs can cause you to slow down,
this French
MF-er.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got to be last place.
Constantly last.
People, yeah, he's kind of going viral. He looks great. He looks phenomenal.
Is it like Jason Derulo? Like, remember that pick?
No, it's not quite as intentional as I think the Jason Derulo pick kind of was.
Because you think Jason Derulo had some thoughts first.
He did, and he admitted that.
He had some thoughts, then took a picture.
Yes.
This guy's
getting in cold water and still...
That's the thing. Okay, let me calm down.
Do we know it's cold?
TX's going to test the water temperature. Yeah.
When have you ever stepped out of a cold pool and been like, well, now is when I look my best. Now I'm ready for national cameras. I'm going to go viral right now.
Dude, it's this guy...
What would this guy look in a hot tub?
I just...
We're all here.
Are we tearing for team? Tearing for team? I knew
you just stumbled so hard.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
You seem angry, Tiak. You all right?
I'm pretty angry. I think the gall of some of these people.
It's not gall. It's just.
It's gall.
You think it's gall?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. It's all gall.
So there's a couple who's kind of. I don't know if they're viral. What do you like? They're getting a lot of attention because they've asked people to buy a ticket to their wedding.
Yes. Go on. It's an expensive ticket.
But I mean, I would have been upset until the recent rash of concerts that I had to buy my tickets to. And I'm like, because Aaron takes all the concert tickets in the radio station. Say that I'm wrong.
You are wrong. You were offered some not too long ago, and you didn't.
You took them off! You're like, I'm going to take seven boys!
I gave them to you.
I'll sell them to the highest bidder.
No, that's illegal. I can't do that.
No, but I'm just saying, for some reason, I have it in my head that concerts are like $50. And then,
oh, they're definitely not.
They're not. Mm-hmm. But you get, at a concert, you get a couple hours of fun. At a wedding, there's potential for like 3-4 hours of...
Mediocre.
It's not fun, and it's not a celebrity. It's just your friends. They're supposed to be your friends. They're supposed to be people you would go. They want you. They're celebrating. Now they're charging you $333 per person. And also, okay. I think it was a way to cut down. They sent the invitations to a bunch of people and said you got to pay. So basically, it's over $600 if you want to go as a couple. And it cut down their goal to only 60 people. So it's like, how do we thin the herd? Well, who will give us the most money? All right, you guys can all come to the wedding.
Yes.
That's gall.
That's not gall. That's really what you want. I know I've beaten this drum a billion times, but if you're at Chateau at Fox Meadows and your per head price is $200, you don't want Jethro from North Dakota coming to your wedding because his gift isn't going to get anywhere near $250, let alone for his wife and 4 toothless children that he brings with him. So you just don't. Like, you want your wedding to at least be a break even.
No, what? When has it ever been a break even? It's not.
It's supposed to be. Like, I'm launching my life. And, like, if I'm buying Aaron prime rib and lobster and DJ T-Hack in the corner, she better buy me a KitchenAid mixer. Like, that's...
You have 2 of them. You don't need one another.
Just something else that I need in the $300 range is what I'm saying.
I think it says that it saved the newlyweds. It saved them
$70,000.
So that means they racked in $70,000 and they could have just canceled the wedding and run off with the money.
No, they didn't rack in $70,000. They would have had 300 people.
Instead, 300...
Non-paying guests. And now they had 60 paying guests. It tipped the scales.
But I couldn't imagine being the couple and asking people to pay. And I also couldn't imagine getting the invitation in the mail. I would throw it out. I'd be like, we're done with them. Like, they only want $300 from us. They don't care about us
to buy a
at
gift
the
too?
Wedding.
I think you do, but I don't
Why?
Know.
If I paid for my seat, then no, I don't. Like, I would be mad if you expected a gift and that. But they got a lot
of admission.
Stuff. They got to go to St. Patrick's Cathedral,
which is where the wedding was held.
That's awesome.
Should be like a free event.
They got into a double decker bus. They got to go see New York City landmarks.
Mm.
They got to go to one World Trade Center for the reception. Probably gorgeous. It's like you got to do a bunch of touristy stuff, probably free food and free drink.
It's not free. You paid for it.
Well, I mean, okay. When you go to an all-inclusive resort, you're like, go eat some more. It's free. You know you say that, even though it's not free. That's what people do. It's like, my family does it all the time. We go to all-inclusive resorts. It's like, hey, order the fries, man. They're free. And it's like, they're not free. I just prepaid.
But I don't want to treat a wedding like go eat as much as you can. Put in your dress. Should. Honey, come on, take it home. Like,
you paid $333 for it.
It's too much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Let's tackle somebody else's problem for a change,
yeah.
Shall we?
Yes.
It's OPP and Tiak knows what's happening today.
She is dating a man of mystery. But is he too mysterious?
Okay.
Let's ask.
Andrea.
Yay.
Tell us about this mysterious dude.
Yeah, so I've been dating this guy for like a few months, and I really like him, and it's been going well, and I've literally met he's met all of my friends.
Oh.
And he's even met my parents, my mom, my dad, but I haven't met his friends or his family.
You haven't even met his friend? Like,
No, he says... So for his family, he says he's not close to them and he doesn't want to get grilled with like a bunch of questions if he introduces me. So, I mean, I guess I kind of get that. But he also says it doesn't really make sense for me to hang out with him and his friends because they're his friends. I don't know.
That's weird. That's super weird. I don't like that at all.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of sketchy the more I think about it.
Do you have proof that he has friends?
Yeah,
he goes to hang out with them. He's usually like texting a few of them.
Sure they're his friends? Like, are there pictures, or is he a secret loner and like is ashamed? And
he's loner?
Yeah, and he's actually like texting his Dungeons and Dragons group,
Or an AI chatbot, or something.
Yeah. Oh my god, you guys!
He's mysterious.
But I definitely think he has friends, and I just think he doesn't want me to meet them.
So you haven't met his friends. You haven't met his family. Have you met his girlfriend? throwing an alternate theory out there. Or his wife. Yeah. Like, have you met... Like, are you sure he's single?
Like, yeah.
I'm just throwing this out there as a theory. Like,
no, makes sense.
Well, is he? I'm not taking his side, but is he doing the thing of like, well, when I'm with you, I'm with you, and then if I need a break, then I go hang out with my guys. Is that like the angle?
That's a thing.
Well, I think
that's what I'm thinking. And at first, I thought I was overreacting, but now I think it's like a huge red flag.
I don't know that it's a thing, but I mean, there's like guys' trips and stuff like that. It's like, I mean, to not introduce is, I think, a step too far. But is that what he's trying to do, maybe? I'm trying to understand why you wouldn't.
I got
to
say, here's where I interject my own personal experience a little bit. Like, since I've been back out on the dating world and like dated different people, like, I kind of have to be at my house a lot. Like, in case my kids come over, in case I got to run to do stuff with my parents. So I'm kind of up there. So like, if you're dating me, you meet, like, my friends are Josh from across the street, Ben from around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so I've dated people since my divorce that they've met all of my friends. And I've met very few of theirs.
Just because you haven't run into them, you haven't made the journey to go to where they hang out, you've been because at your house because you needed to be there.
I sort of date on my turf.
So maybe he's trying to
date on her turf. Like, maybe he's so...
But he's also denying his turf. Like, the grounds are being repaired. I don't know. They're blocked off.
Mm. It's weird to not ever bring you into... Have you been to his apartment or anything?
Yeah, I've been to his apartment.
And were there pictures of his girlfriend on the wall? His wife? No, I'm just... okay, 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059. My head immediately went to, this is bad, 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 until T-Hack said what he said.
Oh, like, okay.
there is a thing where if a person is, maybe he's got some bad habits with his friend group, and maybe he's more immature and more of just a D-bag frat boy when he hangs out with those people. Yeah. And it's like, I want to be a different person with you. Like, I want to be...
Sure. Yeah, I think a lot of people, everyone has different friend groups, right? Where you're a little different with this friend group and a little different with, you do different things. And maybe he's like, I don't want you to think that's me because those are just my buddies. And that's not
I'm kind of an idiot with them. We do beer bongs and
but
like.
But that's still a part of you.
But maybe he doesn't want it to be.
But okay, then leave that friend group behind. Like, either that's part of you and you let me see it because I am your significant other, or like, you can't close off half of yourself.
Well,
you
can if you're weeding your garden. I mean,
yeah, because what if it's like, don't we have a weird uncle or something where you're like, oh, I'll let you do a few Christmases before I introduce you to Uncle Mitch or whatever. Like,
I am. Like, it's a really interesting name you chose there. But yes,
we all have one.
Okay. There's definitely an Uncle Mitch. Okay. Yeah.
I'm just limiting your content. I know, but we're doing a lot of lifting for this guy. Maybe he's just a complete weirdo.
Okay, so Andrea, what are you thinking right now? Like, what advice do you want to hear? Do you want to hear, like, should you stalk him? And he's like, me and my buddies can't be with you tonight. We're going to Topgolf, and maybe you show up at Topgolf. Like, what do you want? What do you think might be the next step?
I just want to know if I should give him an ultimatum that I need to meet the people in his life or be done with the relationship, or if I'm just overreacting. You know, I just need some advice on which way to go.
Okay. I'm just a huge fan of ultimatums. Like, almost all successful relationships have one in it. It's just like, when was the last time it's like this or that? It's like, then that. Then that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm almost always, even if it's the best thing in the world, I'm like, as soon as you force my hand, I'm like, that. The other. Whatever.
Well, I'm wondering, Andrea, do you know that his friends are guys?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. I mean, I'm just trying to think of reasons you'd want to maybe keep it, if she wouldn't be cool with that.
Well, he's got, like, this yoga group he's in.
Maybe if he's just friends with a bunch of women, then maybe he just doesn't want
her. That's a red flag in itself. Kind of.
And then to hide it is kind of a double. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get it. So I'm just asking.
Andrea, hang on. We're going to talk behind your back and try to figure out what's going on in your life.
I think we're all overthinking. It's a situationship. He doesn't actually care. He just wants his cake and eat it too and like cut it off.
Mm. Do you think he'd go through meeting her parents though if he didn't care?
Yeah, because I've been in similar things.
And it's just the guy you exposed your whole life.
Met all the friends, exposed my life, and then
as soon as you're like, hey, what's going on?
Yeah.
Wow.
I definitely have some friends that meet the criteria that you're describing, T-Hack, where it's like, yeah, I don't think I want you to meet them.
Mm.
Mitch, for example. He's not just an uncle. Okay. He's a friend. All right. So Andrea's never met his friends and his family, but she's introduced him to everyone. Is this a red flag? Mm-hmm. Is there an ultimatum in their future?
Is it too? She said a few months. Is it too soon? Is he just slow walking it? Is anyone else? Is that? I don't know. Has anyone else been through?
And then if he's slow walking it, then she's like a few months is pretty fast to have met all of your friends and your family. Like, mm-hmm. if I'm meeting somebody's mom after a few months, yikes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. So, Andrea needs to know what to do next. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help out Andrea. She's got a boyfriend. I didn't talk about this enough. They've only been dating a few months. So, I feel like she's hauling butt.
I don't know. I feel like in today's day and age,
you introduce them to either, your mom.
It's either like very quick or years. Like there's no in between.
There's something about like, so what's happened is she's introduced him to all of her friends, even her parents.
Uh-huh.
He's introduced her to nobody. No other soul that he knows she exists.
Yeah, the family kind of shook off. It's like, oh, they're going to just grill me. I'm not close with them. But the friends, it's a little more concerning because he hangs out with these people, or he says he hangs out with them.
Yeah, so
which someone did text in a good point. They said, I've been in a situation like this, and to be honest, I found out that he had a long distance relationship girlfriend and his other friends knew about it, so maybe there's something going on like that.
So he's hiding her from the friends.
Yeah,
the friends,
so they
from,
don't rat.
Ooh.
Let's see what you guys think she should do. Emma?
Yay.
What do you think?
I agree with you, Slacker, that ultimatums are not really a healthy thing in a relationship.
There's a first.
I do think that she needs to trust her gut. And if her gut is saying red flag, she needs to find a way to have the conversation with him in like a really collaborative way. Like, I like you. I want to take things to the next step. I'm kind of feeling uncomfortable that you haven't shared that part of yourself with me. Can you help me understand why?
Mm. So give him an opportunity to go, I don't want to take that next step. I don't want to collaborate.
Or I just don't want this to be a step.
Mm. Or this. Or I'm not ready for that yet. I want to keep seeing you, but I'm not ready for that yet. Like, and then you have to decide, do you respect that or not?
Do you want to meet their friends that early?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay, friends maybe, because then you get a sense of who they are.
Yeah.
Because like
yeah.
I'm definitely the exception to the rule because I'm like I'm actually the same everywhere on I just curse more around my friends, but like but I'm kind of the same everywhere. But you know, there's people where it's like I have friends that I know they have at their job they're buttoned up with their wife they're buttoned up and then they go with their friends and they're just complete canoes, just like.
Well, I would want to meet their friends, I think, because I want like approval. I want them to be like, hey, he's nice. I like him.
That matters to you?
Yes. Yeah. Why wouldn't it?
Absolutely matters.
Yeah, because if I meet them and they go, ooh, which has happened.
Have they really?
No, I don't know.
I take care of business at home and I don't care what anybody thinks.
But it's going to come up if they really are friends with them. Like eventually if they don't approve.
Right.
I want to meet him to put my best foot forward.
Okay, thank you for the call, Emma. It's funny because I am an insecure person, but I don't care what. There's certain circumstances where I don't care what other people think.
Interesting.
And that would be one of them. Interesting.
Like if I'm dating you, and we are having great relations, and we have great dates, and we have great conversations. Like if your friend comes up and goes, I don't really understand why you're seeing him. I'm like, okay, well. Do you?
But maybe they're seeing something that I'm not because I have like the rose-colored glasses on or whatever.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty charming.
I'm just saying, we're good in bed. I don't care what my friends say. Grace?
Yes.
What do you think?
Well, I was just mentioning to you earlier, I've been through the same situation where I always felt
like left out just because I always say, oh yeah, I have a Bali.
Oh, you have a what?
Person to ask questions. For him to tell me like, oh, I have a volleyball game. And I said, well, what kind of volleyball game is this? Can I come? And he's like, no, it's just one of those things, you know, you just get a ticket or whatever. You know, I always let him slide by doing the things. Oh, I'm going to be with mom and this and that and blah, blah, blah. Why can't he invite me? You know, I always, you know, wondered. But come to figure out, it's just one of those things that if he doesn't take me anywhere, he doesn't really care. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, or not to even introduce you to any of the friends and stuff that comes around, or when he goes to church, he doesn't take me or ask me to go, which I don't really care if he does. I mean, just ask me. I might
it's the
say
thought
no,
that counts, you know, for sure.
Yeah. So this is the definition of a situationship?
Kind
of,
yeah.
Like, okay. So when you were in that situation, Grace, did you stay or did you bounce?
I bounced. And you know what? It's the funniest thing is I've known this person for 28 years. We got back together. We used to date when we were in our 20s. But when we got back together, totally different. It changed totally different. Like, oh my God, I totally just ignored her. And I asked him, why did you ignore me that time? You know, all that time that I could have went with you and stuff like that. It's just because I felt uncomfortable or something like that about the things that I was doing. But now, totally different. It's like when we got back together. But when I bounced, it made a big difference. It kind of made
so you almost have to like bounce as the ultimatum.
Yeah, give it 20 years.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
This is weird, and I wonder if the guy who I'm talking about, if he's listening, he might be mad at me. But I got asked a very strange question. Okay. Do I like my boy child or my girl child more?
Oh, interesting. Okay.
And what was your answer?
Yeah.
I didn't answer, but I think I have an answer. I don't. Do you think your mom has an answer?
Oh, yeah.
You do?
Yeah, 100%.
Well, I know your sister just passed, so there wasn't her. It wasn't her?
No, it's my brother.
100%
your
brother?
Yeah.
Why?
This whole time. Because he was a straight A student. He's the Air Force pilot. Like, just.
And he's
so
in the
just
middle,
based
right?
on accomplishments.
He's in the middle, yeah.
It's only a comp. You're the baby. I would think you win. You're artsy.
I am very stubborn like my mom. And so we do butt heads. We're very alike.
So she doesn't like you because you're like her.
Kind of. Yeah.
No, you like the things you don't like. It's the dark side of the light chasers. It's like a thing. Like for most people.
I mean, we still get along like very well. Yeah. But my brother's the favorite.
It's a thing. It's a good therapy lesson. Tiak hasn't done any. Like, if you find yourself looking at people going, man, I hate that that guy does this. I hate that this person does that. It's something you actually hate about you.
Mm-hmm.
More often than not, you're actually most mad at the things that you don't like about yourself.
I hate that guy is just like so handsome and brooding.
You can't just manifest some BS hatred.
He's
of
so
some
rich.
That is not how this works.
Okay.
But so, okay, I got to ask you this, Aaron.
Yeah.
Before he was an Air Force pilot, before he was a straight A student, you think she already liked him more?
Yeah.
So then what is it?
I don't know. He's the only boy in the family.
Huh. That's weird. Mm. Okay. So for me, I don't want to say. Because here's the reason he's asking. And please text in to 51059. If you had a choice to have one more kid, would you want a boy or a girl? Like, just text to 51059, boy or girl. And if you want to elaborate why, go. This is a part where I'm violating HIPAA laws, but I'm not a nurse. They have two embryos left for IVF. They have one of each.
Oh.
And it's like, we're about to slap one in there.
So which do we choose?
And they have a boy. So he's asking, would it be better to have two boys or the mismatch set?
Wow.
Well, I remember when Tiak announced that they were having Hazel, there was a comment that you got that like kind of stuck with you, and it stuck with me, where it was like, that's the not American Dream, but it was something along the lines of like
McMillion Dollar Family. I think it was. Yeah. I never heard that before.
It is.
I guess just boy, girl, two kids.
And the boy first, or does that matter? Why?
I believe that it matters, but I am not sure.
Yeah, I had never heard that before. Let's see it.
Because I'm like,
it's just a boy when you have a boy and a girl. Because just like that's kind of like
nuclear family,
generic family, you just like the whole boy thing. Girl. Like every sitcom has a boy and a girl. Every book is like boy and a girl.
If you're playing the game of life with the little car going around the track, you put a blue peg in, then a pink peg in, and you're like, there we go, I'm done.
Yeah, I guess. Okay. That's, yeah.
So do you think you like one of them more than the other?
It's very tough at this point.
Hold on.
Be honest.
Does your family listen? My family doesn't. I can say anything I want.
My kids, I don't think, listen. They don't drive yet. So.
But this stuff goes up on a blog.
It does, yeah.
And then 10 years from now, when Leo's in middle school, somebody's going to go, I downloaded this thing where your dad said he hates your sister or he hates you.
Well, I'm not going to say that. Okay, I don't hate either of them. I love them both more than life itself.
But you dislike one of them more than you love one of them more than you.
Well, I've been open about when we had Leo first. I was very excited. I'm a guy. I played sports. Like I wanted a son.
Okay.
And I also grew up. I have two younger sisters, and I always wanted a brother. And especially my third sister is like a little younger. Okay. I thought she was going to be a brother. She wasn't. So I have two sisters. I've just always wanted a brother. I've been fascinated by that.
Okay.
And so I thought, oh well, here's my chance. Now I don't get a brother, but my kids will be brothers, and that's how I'll get to experience that relationship. I'll have two sons.
That's kind of nice.
And I'll get to, and they'll live, and that's even better because what me and my brother are just going to fight, but I get to see them be brothers. Like that's better, right? You want it. Just like I think you'd rather your kid make the NBA than you make the NBA. For me, I would rather see my child do my dream than me.
Really?
I think so. Yeah, I think it's more rewarding.
My daughter is becoming quite the guitarist. Oh God!
Yeah.
I would be very happy if she got to play Red Rocks. I would be, but there'd be a little bit of.
But
you would
go.
You would weep. You'd be in the crowd.
Yeah, I'd weep because I didn't get to do it.
No, it's because she's rocking it, and you're like, "That's
yes, I would." She did it. Two things can be true at once. I can be proud of her while also insanely jealous that I never got to do it. Leo's out there draining threes, and you're gonna be like, "Yay!"
Absolutely.
Oh my God. Absolutely. No, you're not.
Way more. Yeah. That's way better to see him do it. Especially, I think it's even better if it's not even the same thing. It's just whatever he.
Aaron, if you had a daughter and she got on the reboot of Malcolm in the Middle, you'd be like, go for it, little girl.
I would be like, don't get into acting. It's terrible.
Okay. She's on my team. She just doesn't know how to express herself.
It's not out of jealousy. It's just out of pure protection.
All right. So answer the question.
So we had the son, and then I was like, oh, we're going to have another boy. It's going to be great. And then when we found out we were having a daughter, I was a little disappointed because I'm not going to get my brother.
Okay.
There's going to be no brother. I have no brothers in my life at all.
So you didn't like her from jump?
Until she was born. And then it was like, oh, wow, this is like something I've never experienced in my life. And there, I can't even put it like
you like her right now.
Yes.
Why did you say it like that?
Yes.
Oh my God, I did not like Mia when she was born at all.
Really?
No. What? God. Ugh.
What?
Why?
It's the worst thing in the world. Like everyone, you can be mad at me if you want, but like when you have a kid, they just and it's like, are you hungry? And you give them food, and they're like it's like, dude, dirty. Blah. What? Like, and you get through, and you just keep listening to the Children's Hospital commercials that say never shake a baby, and you're like, don't shake the baby, and you get through it, and then all of a sudden they're like, mom. That food, and you're like, oh God, and you're communicating. By the time Noah was four, we're having full-blown conversations, and we're like playing with Thomas the Tank Engine, and we like have all this stuff, and then here comes this nasty little reset button that's just I'm like, what do you want? I don't understand you. Stop it. Like, ugh.
There's, especially when they're younger and they're not sleeping through the night and stuff. Yeah. It's definitely frustrating and draining and all those things. But then,
yeah, but there's only a certain number of things that you have to go through.
No, it's more complex.
Are they
than
hungry?
That.
Do they need a diaper change?
I know, but sometimes you do all those things and it's still not enough, and you're like, "What the hell do you want from
then
me?"
Then stay calm.
I can't.
That's my trick to putting babies to sleep.
Because you're just calm.
Yes.
Because it's not your baby.
Yeah.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. This is a really weird moment because I think TX ready to admit something that I've already admitted readily on this show.
It's time, I think. with this. Maybe I'm not as good of a father as I thought.
When you read this list, neither one of us.
I thought I was great. I thought I was doing great until I read this list, and I was like, "Wow."
But maybe you are a good father, and maybe I am a good father because we do the other father.
Play the
stuff.
Song. We're done. We'll count it. Never mind.
Oh no, that song.
Oh no, no.
Okay, there's a list of mental load tasks that men just sort of. I don't like stereotypes. I don't like saying all men are blank. All husbands are blank. All mm-hmm. fathers are blank. All women are blank. But this list hits so close to home that I'm like, oh God. And when I watched your face going down the list, it took me a while before I had to disagree.
Me too. Oh no. This is...
I honestly, like looking at this list and knowing you guys, I don't see it.
Okay. This is stuff that we just assume women will take care of. I'm probably in the worst health of my own personal life right now because I'm not in a relationship. Because my wife would go, hey, you haven't had a physical. I made an appointment.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and you're
yeah.
like, oh, okay.
But this list is for kids, right?
So that's what I'm saying. It's the same with them. If I don't go get a physical for myself, do you think I give a flying F if my kid has had a physical or a dentist? I do care. I want it to happen, but I don't make that appointment. Like the medical stuff is
Or like how often are you supposed to, like, you know, I don't know, once in middle school, once when they graduate. I don't, you know.
I'll drive them to it if it's on my calendar, but I didn't make the appointment.
If my wife gives me the address, I would drive them gladly.
Yes.
Really?
We have to be... Aaron, what are you talking about? You've been in relationships. Are you? I know you don't have kids and you haven't really dated a guy with kids, but we don't do that stuff. Like, more often than not, when you go on a date, who plans it?
I let the dude plan it.
You may be getting by with that right now because you're Hinge bait, but like when you're...
Yeah, they're putting their best foot forward still. Yeah.
When you're dating someone, who plans the date?
It depends.
Don't lie.
It's genuinely been like 50-50.
Your last boyfriend, there's no way he planned a damn thing.
Yeah.
The guy, not one of the Hinge tossaways. I'm saying the last relationship.
One, yeah.
He planned stuff.
Yes.
Lies. Lies!
It absolutely fizzled out towards the end, but like, he planned stuff.
He did?
Yeah.
Wow. Married dudes don't do that. Especially when it comes to the health of their children.
No, I don't even know. Am I allowed to call the doctor? I always thought they don't want to hear from me. Like, they're like, just put your wife on the phone.
Exactly. They're like, what are you calling for? Which immunizations? You're like, I don't.
So then you say, I don't remember. Check your chart.
No, you go, you hand the phone to her.
Oh my God.
Because I don't even know my own. I don't think it's like a neglect of my children or anything. It's like, I don't think that way about my life or their life. I just don't.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
It doesn't occur to me.
I haven't gone to the doctor in forever because no one is telling me to.
Yeah. We have all told you
no,
to.
No, you haven't really. I mean,
I've told you not to.
Yes, thank
and
you,
and you're listening to him.
Yes, he's a fellow human. The other one is, the next one is paying attention to their mental health. Where you're, like, we're, like, if my daughter was sitting in the corner weeping, I'm going to go, oh, wow. Like, I'm going to pay attention.
Yeah, something's happening.
But like,
no, you pay attention. You've come in and you've said stuff. You pay attention.
But only when it gets...
Yeah, I think you do too.
But only when the pendulum swings pretty far. Because like, I remember being married and like sitting down, the kids have gone to bed and it's like, well, you heard what Noah said. And it's like,
Which one's Noah?
Show me a picture. It's like, no, I mean, the way he inflected when he was talking about football and you're like, what?
I must have been chewing at the time. Right? I don't know.
Like, we don't do that.
Yeah, and my kids they're still very young, so the mental health thing hasn't quite, like, I haven't dealt with it as same with like a tween or a teenager yet, but I don't think I'm good at realizing the mood swings and stuff. I just see once it's gotten to that point where now he's yelling, I'm like, okay, now he's mad.
Right.
I don't see the build up.
With toddlers, it's a very quick...
It is. And with me. I can turn it on.
All right.
Here's my favorite thing. Erin, our little sister, is looking at us like, I think we should probably stop talking about it.
Yeah, she's
because like you seem truly disappointed.
I'm surprised.
But why are you surprised? This is just who. I don't want to do the generalization, but this is just who men are because you allow it.
Yeah, but so do you consider? I don't want to call you a single parent because you have a solid co-parenting
right.
thing
right
now.
I'm a single parent when I have my kids, though.
Yeah, so I figured you would have stepped up to make the doctor's appointments. You've taken Noah on college visits.
Yeah.
You've done things.
But that's different than... So it's like... It's one of those weird things where I think my ex-wife sort of wanted me to step up.
Okay.
Once we got a divorce. It's like, well, now that this is going to get dark and we're going to have to come back to the list in a minute. No, it's one of the things when you're in the process of divorce, it's like, oh my God, I can't decide if women are going to hate me or understand what I'm saying. Should I just stop? I should just stop.
Let's try it.
No. Okay.
You're coming from a good place.
Okay. I'm coming from a very honest place. Okay. So what I'm getting at with what happens between men and women with their kids is you don't make the doctor's appointments. You don't think about their mental health. But she doesn't ever think about the yard, or she doesn't ever think about like the things that you do, mm-hmm. which I don't know what they are, but like the things that you do.
I could compile a list, maybe.
She'd probably have to start it. Okay. But so there's a give and a take. There's a yin and a yang. She does this, you do that, and mm-hmm. together you make a perfect couple. So when you get a divorce, I think she was like, well, you're on your own. It comes to the doctor's appointments and their mental health and all the things on this list that you suck at. But then you go to court and she's like, well, I've become accustomed to this lifestyle. I want this much money. And I'm of the mindset of like, okay, well, here's the money. But then I'm accustomed to the lifestyle of not giving an F about their doctor's appointments. So you should keep doing that. As long as I'm paying you.
To maintain the same lifestyle.
Then I get to maintain my same lifestyle of not knowing when their doctor's appointments is.
Mm-hmm.
Are. Right?
No, I understand. But I think, you know, just as a parent, you should step up anyways.
Do you hear how disappointed she is?
I know.
What? We're not getting a divorce, Erin. I mean,
no, we're not. It's okay.
Do we want to get to the rest of the list, or should we leave it alone?
There's a few more. I have to fess up. Yeah,
we'll do the rest of the list. Why Tiak and I are bad parents next.
The Slacker Show
afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're in the middle of disappointing Erin and exploring how crappy of a father both Tiak and I are.
Well, and disappointing myself. I feel like I watch like sitcoms from the 90s a lot, and it's the old cliche of like, will you just take the kids? Like the wife wants to give the kid, and the husband's like, oh, I don't know what to do. And I'm always like, oh, that's so.
And then it's a full episode dedicated to like the kids made a mess in the house.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And it's always like, that's so ridiculous. I take my kids out. I know what, like, We don't live that way. And then I saw this list, and I'm a little closer to the 90s sitcom than I thought.
Well, I think we do the childlike things. We're really good at being one of them.
Yeah, wrestling.
Yeah.
Yeah, playing the Legos.
Pushing the boundaries of like, you know, rub some dirt on it, get back up. And they're like, I think that with the bone sticking out, we should maybe...
Call the doctor. Well, I don't know his number.
I don't know even what a doctor is. Yeah. So there's a whole list of things like medical stuff, paying attention to their mental health. There's almost nothing on the list that I'm good at.
I'm really good at remembering to ask my wife like, oh, do we have the diaper bag? When we're already leaving, like we're already in the car going.
Asking her, like.
Like, did we? I know. So it's like, I do remember, but I don't remember to grab it. And I always remember too late. She's always ahead of me. She's always like several steps ahead of me.
So then you're worthless.
Yeah, kinda. Yeah, that's what I'm. But I'm trying to get better. I'm trying to remember. I just don't.
Just
I never,
in case that one time. And yeah. They forget
that she does forget.
Yeah.
So you're, but you're the fail safe when you're already back in the car.
I know. That's the problem.
Too late.
I don't remember. Well, I'm carrying the car seat and stuff, and I just don't think of it. That's what I'm saying. I'm worse than I realized.
Let's blast through the list really fast. Tidying up. Do you do that?
I do. I'm better at that.
Do you do that unprompted?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. Because I know that's very important to my wife.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we do it like once we put the kids down, we spend like, we don't hang out, we don't chill until the house is at least tidied
up. Put the house back together, then you can, like...
Because she's not able to sit and relax if there's, like, toys everywhere and stuff. She can't do it. I could easily do it.
So you're not a part of this one yet, but extracurriculars, like sports and dance and lessons. Mm-hmm. Do you think you're going to be, because that's the only one I was good at.
The sport. Yeah. And I've done that. Like, Leo's done basketball and stuff before, and I took him to it.
But who signed him up? It's Aaron. Like,
right. That's just, even discussed. It's just like, she just did it and then I took him and it worked great.
Cause I don't know where to go. I'd like, yeah. Do I go to I-9 or do I go to NFL Flag or just get it done and I'll get them there. Just put it on my calendar with several alerts leading up to it, including travel time.
Just then, like, I take him to school, but I don't sign him up for school. I don't do any like the behind the scenes of paperwork, but I take him. So I'm like, I feel like I'm a part of it, but I don't think I'm really a part of it.
So do you know that she had to submit immunization records to get him into preschool? Do you know where the immunization records are? I'm only asking these things because I don't know the answer to them myself.
Mm-mm.
I know that Noah's...
I don't know where mine are either, though.
Yeah, but you're not doing anything that you require them. But your kid cannot go to preschool in a couple... Whenever he starts again, like, you have to have that.
Okay.
It's a yellow card.
I'll ask where
they
are.
Do you know where the yellow card is?
No, I've never seen a yellow card in my life. I'm sure he has one, though.
Of course he has one. Okay. So you're like, this is what I'm saying.
Well, where is it? Tell me.
I don't know.
Tell me.
I don't know where the yellow card is for my own children. Why would I know where yours is?
Good.
Do you think you'll pack lunches?
No.
Because he has half day. You don't need to pack
one. But it's going to happen.
He packed a snack. He would pack a snack and he would do it with mom. He would help, but she would do it. Because what am I going to pack him?
What would you pack? If you had to put something together right now, what would you put in there?
Probably like a McDonald's gift card.
Stop.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
There's like a list of... I don't even know what to do right now. Because I kind of want to just focus on you, Aaron. And let's like you and me just have a little chat.
I love that.
Because Tiek is freaking me out.
Yeah.
Why?
There's a list of things that ruin friendships.
Mm-hmm.
But you just... Like, when a friendship ends... Unless there's some real toxicity, sometimes friendships, like one of them on the list, and it's happened to me, here comes the intervention, when a friend gets sober, it's not like, I don't like you because you're sober, but you just don't have...
You don't want to invite them if there's going to be alcohol there, or they
and
don't...
If I'm there, there's going to be alcohol there.
You are the alcohol.
Right! That just happened to me at the airport the other day. It was like there was a sign that said no alcohol beyond this point. So I just stood there. And I'm like, how do I get over there? They're like, no. If it's in you, you can keep walking. I'm like, all right, we'll be more specific. But you know what I'm saying. And then you don't want them to feel bad. And then you just don't have, well, let's go have coffee. And it's like, I don't want to just sit at Starbucks. I mean, I will, but like, ugh. But you don't think men or you don't think guy friendships end?
No, I think you just drift apart and then you run into them 20 years later. Oh, how the hell you been? And then you just have a little talk and then you're like, that's it. I've seen my dad do it a million times where we've just been
and then
out
and
about.
Just friends again?
Yeah. It's kind of like, how
after
you been?
20 years of not talking?
Yeah. Yeah. My dad has had guys come up to him before at events. Like, my dad's wearing a hat and sunglasses and just gets a tap on the shoulder.
Trying to not be seen by 20-year-old friends.
No, I think he's just like not even aware that there might be somebody there that he knows. Okay. And then just like, hey, how you been? And then it just turns into, how are the kids? How's the wife? Where are you living now? Okay. Well,
and now you're just friends.
See you later. Yeah. And it's like you don't exchange phone numbers or anything. It's just like, what? You know, I saw Bob. He's doing well.
Is Bob the name of your dad?
No. Oh. My dad's John.
Okay.
But John saw Bob.
John's telling the story to someone else.
Yeah.
He runs into them.
Exactly.
Just at Applebee's. You're just both ordering riblets. Yeah. And it's like, John? Bob? What?
Right. I don't know that I've ever had a friend. I've never had like a breakup with a friend. With a buddy.
Dude friend.
I don't think so. Have you?
Okay. Real quick, Aaron, you have one a week, right? Women just are like, whabong.
No.
You don't?
No, because I only have like two friends.
She's clutching on.
And I can name
I can't lose these two.
You can. You've gotten pretty close with them. They love you.
They do?
Yeah.
Can I have their numbers?
That's weird. They would love that.
What are you saying? Hold up. What are you saying?
Well, I just the way you asked. Like, do you just want to hang out with them? Sure.
I'm not trying to sleep with them, weirdo.
They're going to hate that I'm saying this. They both have said that you're a DILF.
Yeah.
That's why I was like,
let's go. No, I mean, here.
Yeah, you've stolen all his friends.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
You can absolutely.
The other night,
you can have their numbers to hang out with them. But I draw the
line.
Can
I wear a DILF shirt when I hang out
yes,
with them?
Yes, please, actually.
No shirt.
When you're a DILF, you wear the shirt. Okay, yeah. Trust me. The other night, my friend, the only one left, the only friend I have left that Aaron doesn't have the number.
Okay.
She's got...
Is that the one that
you've got Ben.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Because Ben is Venmo, or sent you tickets.
Tickets, yep.
Okay. You've got Chad.
Yep.
Like I could go down the list. You've got everyone. She didn't have Josh.
I don't.
You don't. Wow.
And
wow.
And guess what? I asked for it and I got denied.
Last night?
Yes.
Yes.
From you.
Josh, you asked me.
You.
Oh yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Go.
Josh would give it to me no problem.
Oh, yeah, good. They were in the same place.
Josh is a DILF too.
He is.
In case he's listening.
They were in the same place at the same time. And I'm like, it's no big deal. Like, but it's because it's a big event. They're probably not going to cross paths.
Oh, no.
So we're good.
It's Aaron. Of course she's going to cross paths.
No. I knew Aaron was busy.
Okay.
So I'm like, they're not going to cross paths. Everything's fine. And then he did it. He texted me. He was like, here's where I'm at if Aaron wants to stop by. And I was like, I fought the urge. I'm like, I could keep this from Aaron and save my final friend. Like, I got one left.
Uh-huh. Because they realize Aaron's better and they don't come back.
Better than
they
what?
Don't come back to better you. That's the problem. You're not
back.
Sharing. You're losing friends to Aaron.
That is actually what's happening. There have been times where she's like, yeah, so anyway, Chad, this says that. And I'm like, I don't know any of that.
Wow.
I literally don't know any of the things going on in Chad's life right now. Until I'm going to run into him at an Applebee's.
Yeah.
Chad?
How the hell you been?
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I think I might be a boomer. I'm not a boomer. I'm definitely not. Age-wise, I'm not a boomer, but I might be a boomer. Because up until a few minutes ago, I've gotten texts from people that say chef's kiss, and I'm just like, I don't know what that... I didn't know.
Really?
What?
Chef's
Why kiss. Would I know what that is?
What would you think it is? A chef doing the...
You think that's so...
Perfection. Yeah.
That's what chefs
Who
do.
Who in this room cooks?
Not
the people that know about chefs.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, I've never done that. Abundanza. I've never done that. I've never... like, when I'm done with...
Well, we do.
Yeah. You never hit start on the microwave and giving it a good...
I don't... So there's a bunch of words that this happens every year where they placate the stupid words that people are saying wrong. And then the dictionary goes, we'll just add it.
I know. I don't like it either. It's still wrong.
And it's also more often than not, they add phrases and not words.
Exactly. It's not, you can't, a definition. It's like Urban Dictionary is what that for.
Yeah.
It's for slang.
Right.
Not just a real dictionary.
Right. So now chef's kiss, which is not a word.
No.
It's two words, is now in the dictionary.
Yeah.
And finally today, the boomer in the room. So give me an example of when you would use it. Like, why, if we're texting, why would you chef's kiss me?
Well, it would not be about food. It would be something. It would be something
so
about.
Why would I know what it means? What do you?
Because it means like, that was perfection. Like, if you were sassy to, I don't know, a coworker or something, and like your comeback was really good, just chef's kiss.
Do you actually say that?
You type chef's kiss.
But is there an emoji for it?
No. Well, there might, maybe, is there a hand one maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, there's a chef emoji, definitely.
There is?
Yeah.
It would have to be a couple of them, but.
Or you could use.
So it's like the eggplant water dripping thing.
Storytelling kind of thing.
It's different.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I know that means something that's not a chef's kiss, unless I'm cooking. So when did that become a thing? Because I've cooked my whole life and I've never heard that.
I feel like I first really started to hear it during like peak COVID. Because that was when
COVID invented chef's kiss?
It just during that time where it was like chaotic, everyone was stuck inside. There was Ratatouille the musical on TikTok. Everyone was starting to get obsessed
with
that.
What are you talking about?
Do you not remember this?
There's no musical of Ratatouille.
There is on TikTok.
Hold on. So they just sang like...
They created their own song.
Who's they?
I was going to say, what is there to sing? It's not a... They have to make it up. It's not a musical.
They did.
They did?
So they made a musical...
Yes.
Of a chef rat.
Yeah. His name's Remy. Yes.
Yes. I love the movie. I love Patton Oswalt.
Well,
I think...
Treat him with respect.
I am, but I've never... So then... Was Chef Kiss in the musical?
No.
Or was it just people reacting to it? They're like, Chef's Kiss.
It was that, yeah.
Huh.
That's when I first picked up on it.
So you... Okay, no more you, Aaron. Okay, you, T.I.
No, don't do this.
You
don't
have
do
used, this. Have you used it? Like, you looked at me like I'm dumb for not knowing what it is, but would you, a man, a husband, a father... Mm-hmm. Who have you like texted your hotel owning buddy? Who's like, hey Raj, chef's kiss.
No, I don't think I've ever used it. So I've heard it. I've just heard it. I've heard it used. I don't know that it's ever been texted to me either.
But you don't say it out loud. You only text it. Like to say chef's kiss would be dumb.
No, I've said it out loud.
See, it's just,
don't you do it though? Don't you just actually, I think I've actually done it. And then just
it's the thing you do with the ears, like Gabagool.
Yeah.
You're like,
you do both.
Hey,
yeah, just, but you also say, yeah, chef's kiss.
Abundanza.
No.
But you don't say chef's
you
kiss.
Do.
No, it's like somebody saying LOL. That's, you, if you were laughing, you would say LOL.
Yeah.
No one's saying it right now to this show, but like, or OMG. That used to drive me nuts.
Oh,
somebody
says
OMG.
I don't like that one.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you know how long it takes to say OMG? The exact same amount of time as to say, oh my God.
Yeah.
It's the exact same.
Yeah, it does.
One syllable each. OMG. Oh my God. The same amount of time. Don't abbreviate.
Okay. I agree. Yeah.
Great.
Great point.
Chef's kiss.
I-Y-K-Y-K.
If you know, you know.
I know what it means, but why does that need to be in the dictionary? That's called an abbreviation.
Yeah, that's not a word. It's an abbreviation. Yeah, I agree. Great point. Mwah.
Chef's kiss.
Yeah, I'm just going to keep doing it.
Okay, last one, the ick.
Oh, I use that one a lot.
I've heard it.
Bet you have.
Yeah.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
For most of us, losing our license would be a tragedy, but I got a story of a dude... Who it made him very, very happy.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I have a story about be careful how much Carrie Underwood you listen to.
I can't wait
to hear you. Be careful.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of Germany.
Yes! Out of Germany.
Guten Morgen.
Guten Morgen.
a woman and her husband, they were having the feud.
Oh, the feud.
They were fighting.
They're mad at each other.
She was so mad.
Get to the chopper.
And she went to his work.
She went to his job.
Yeah, she was bumping Carrie Underwood on the way over.
Before her teeth.
I assume.
Yeah.
Because she took a hammer and a key to the side of his... BMW!
No!
Oh, no!
No, not my BMW!
I don't know if it's BMW, just I assume.
Is that German?
Because that's a German car?
No, Mercedes-Benz is a German car.
It could be Mercedes.
BMW's Bavarian.
Oh, is? Okay. I don't...
You're an idiot! Get to the chopper!
So, she took the hammer to the windshield.
Oh, boy.
The side mirrors, the headlights.
Oh,
she
boy.
Broke up the car.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, police came and arrested her.
Yep.
It was only after she was arrested...
Yeah!
...that she realized, oh, that was the wrong car.
Mm.
Ooh.
That's...
Oops.
Not her husband's car.
Mommy!
You should
it
know.
It looks so similar to his car.
He has the Audi.
It's not the right car. Audi, that's a German car. There you go. It's a German car.
BMW is as well, but...
It's German?
Yeah.
Bavarian is German.
It's a southeastern state in Germany.
Okay, listen.
Anyway.
This is where the more you know sign comes over the top of us.
Thanks a lot, Gary.
Thank you. My story comes out of... Norway? Is that where you're Norwegian?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I believe their accent sounds a little like, dude, it sounds like German! Yeah!
A Norwegian man was tired of his girlfriend always saying, I need a ride to the doctor. I need a ride to the grocery store. I need. He was her like chauffeur. So then he got in front of a police officer and drove 9,000 miles an hour until the police pulled him over.
That's a lot of kilometers.
It says 85 miles an hour in a 55 mile an hour zone. They took away his driver's license, and he said, now I don't have to be your driver.
No, he did it on purpose.
He did it on purpose. He didn't want to be your driver anymore.
Okay. That's so sad.
Why is it sad?
Why couldn't he just be like, here's the bus pass?
No!
Take the metro.
He decided to do the fast car.
Men will do anything.
To get out of.
To not have an honest conversation with their significant others.
So. All right. Those were all the stupid people we could find. For today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're in the middle of disappointing Aaron and exploring how crappy of a father both T-Hack and I are.
Well, and disappointing myself. I feel like I watch like sitcoms from the 90s a lot, and it's the old cliche of like, will you just take the kids? Like the wife wants to give the kid, and right. The husband's like, oh, I don't know what to do. And I'm always like, oh, that's so.
And then it's a full episode dedicated to like, the kids made a mess in the house.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And it's always like, that's so ridiculous. I take my kids out. I know what, like, We don't live that way. And then I saw this list, and I'm a little closer to the 90s sitcom than I thought.
Well, I think we do the childlike things. We're really good at being one of them.
Yeah, wrestling.
Yeah.
Yeah, playing the Legos.
Pushing the boundaries of like, you know, rub some dirt on it, get back up. And they're like, I think that with the bone sticking out, we should maybe... Yeah.
Call the doctor. Well, I don't know his number.
I don't know even what a doctor is. So there's a whole list of things like medical stuff, paying attention to their mental health. There's almost nothing on the list that I'm good at.
I'm really good at remembering to ask my wife, like, oh, do we have the diaper bag? When we're already leaving, like we're already in the car going.
Asking her, like.
Like, did we? I know. So it's like, I do remember, but I don't remember to grab it. And I always remember too late. She's always ahead of me. She's always like several steps ahead of me.
So then you're worthless.
Yeah, kinda. Yeah, that's what I'm. But I'm trying. I'm trying to get better. I'm trying to remember. I just don't.
Just
I never,
in case that one time, and yeah, they forget
that
it.
She does forget.
Yeah.
So you're, but you're the failsafe when you're already back in the car.
I know. That's the problem. I don't remember. Well, I'm carrying the car seat and stuff, and I just don't think of it. That's what I'm saying. I'm worse than I realized.
Okay, let's blast through the list really fast. Tidying up. Do you do that?
I do. I'm better at that.
Do you do that unprompted?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. Because I know that's very important to my wife.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we do it like once we put the kids down, we spend, like, we don't hang out, we don't chill until the house is at least tidied
up. You put the house back together, then you can, like...
Because she's not able to sit and relax if there's, like, toys everywhere and stuff. She can't do it. I could easily do it.
So you're not a part of this one yet, but extracurriculars, like sports and dance and lessons. Mm-hmm. Do you think you're going to, because that's the only one I was good at.
The sport. Yeah. And I've done that. Like Leo's done basketball and stuff before. And I took him to it.
But who signed him up?
it's
Aaron. Like,
right. That's just, discussed. It's just like, she just did it. And then I took him and it worked great.
Cause I don't know where to go. I'd like, yeah. Do I go to I-9 or do I go to NFL Flag or ugh, just get it done and I'll get them there. Just put it on my calendar with several alerts leading up to it, including travel time.
Just I take him to school, but I don't sign him up for school. I don't do any like the behind the scenes of paperwork, but I take him. So I'm like, I feel like I'm a part of it, but I don't think I'm really
so
a part of it.
So do you know that she had to submit immunization records to get him into preschool? Do you know where the immunization records are? I'm only asking these things because I don't know the answer to them myself.
Mm-mm.
I
don't know where mine are either, though.
Yeah, but you're not doing anything that you require them. But your kid cannot go to preschool in a couple. Whenever he starts again, like you have to have that.
Okay,
it's a yellow card.
I'll ask where
they
are.
Do you know where the yellow card is?
No, I've never seen a yellow card in my life. I'm sure he has one though.
Of course he has one. Okay. So you're like, this is what I'm saying.
Well, where is it? Tell me.
I don't know.
Tell me.
I don't know where the yellow card is for my own children. Why would I know where yours is?
Good.
Do you think you'll pack lunches?
No.
Because he has half day. You don't need to pack lunches.
But it's going
to
happen.
He packed a snack. He would pack a snack and he would do it with mom. He would help, but she would do it. Because what am I going to pack him?
What would you pack? If you had to put something together right now, what would you put in there?
Probably like a McDonald's gift card.
Stop.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
There's like a list of, I don't even know what to do right now. Because I kind of want to just focus on you, Aaron. And let's like you and me just have a little chat.
I love that.
Because Tiek is freaking me out.
Yeah.
Why?
There's a list of things that ruin friendships.
Mm-hmm.
But you just, like when a friendship ends, unless there's some real toxicity, sometimes friendships, like one of them on the list, and it's happened to me. Ugh, here comes the intervention. When a friend gets sober, it's not like, I don't like you because you're sober, but you just don't have.
You don't want to invite them if there's going to be alcohol there or they
and
don't.
If I'm there, there's going to be alcohol there.
You are the alcohol.
Right. That just happened to me in the airport the other day. It was like there was a sign that said no alcohol beyond this point. So I just stood there. And I'm like, how do I get over there? They're like, no, if it's in you, you can keep walking. I'm like, all right, we'll be more specific. But you know what I'm saying. And then you don't want them to feel bad. And then you just don't have, well, let's go have coffee. And it's like, I don't want to just sit at Starbucks. I mean, I will, but like, ugh. So you don't think men or you don't think guy friendships end?
No, I think you just drift apart and then you run into them 20 years later and go, oh, how the hell you been? And then you just have a little talk and then you're like, that's it. I've seen my dad do it a million times where we've just been
and then
out
they're
and
just
about
friends again.
Yeah. It's kind of like, how
after
you been?
20 years of not talking.
Yeah. Yeah. My dad has had guys come up to him before at events. Like, my dad's wearing a hat and sunglasses and just gets a tap on the shoulder.
Trying to not be seen by 20-year-old friends.
No, I think he's just like not even aware that there might be somebody there that he knows.
Okay.
And then just like, hey, how you been? And then it just turns in, how are the kids? How's the wife? Where are you living now? Okay.
Well, and now you're just friends.
See you later. Yeah. And it's like you don't exchange phone numbers or anything. It's just like,
what?
You know, I saw Bob. He's doing well.
Is Bob the name of your dad?
No. Oh. My dad's John.
Okay.
But John saw Bob.
John's telling the story to someone else.
Yeah.
He runs into them.
Exactly.
Just at Applebee's. You're just both ordering riblets. Yeah. And it's like, John? Bob? What?
Right. I don't know that I've ever had a friend. I've never had like a breakup with a friend. With a buddy.
Dude friend.
I don't think so. Have you?
Okay. Real quick, Aaron, you have one a week, right? Women just are like, whabong.
No.
You don't?
No, because I only have like two friends.
She's clutching on.
And I can name
I can't lose these two.
You can. You've gotten pretty close with them. They love you.
They do?
Yeah.
Can I have their numbers?
That's weird. They would love that.
What are you saying? Hold up. What are you saying?
Well, I just the way you asked. Like, do you just want to hang out with them? Sure.
I'm not trying to sleep with them, weirdo.
They're going to hate that I'm saying this. They both have said that you're a DILF.
Yeah.
Ah.
So
yeah.
That's why I was like,
let's go. No, I mean, here.
Yeah, you've stolen all his friends.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
You can absolutely.
The other night,
you can have their numbers to hang out with them. But I draw the
can
line.
Can I wear a DILF shirt when I hang out?
Yes,
with them?
Please, actually.
No shirt.
When you're a DILF, you wear the shirt.
Okay.
Yeah. Trust me. The other night, my friend, the only one left, the only friend I have left that Aaron doesn't have the number.
Okay.
She's got.
Is that the one that
you've
I.
You've got Ben.
Yes. Yeah. Because
Ben is Venmo or he sent you tickets.
Tickets, yep.
Okay. You've got Chad.
Yep.
Like I can go down the list. You've got everyone. She didn't have Josh.
I don't.
You don't. Wow.
And
wow.
And guess what? I asked for it and I got denied.
Last night?
Yes.
Yes.
From you.
Josh, you asked me.
You.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Go.
Josh would give it to me no problem.
Oh, yeah, good. They were in the same place.
Josh is a DILF too.
He is.
In case he's listening.
They were in the same place at the same time. And I'm like, it's no big deal. Like, but it's because it's a big event. They're probably not going to cross paths.
Oh, no.
So we're good.
It's Aaron. Of course she's going to cross paths.
No. I knew Aaron was busy.
Okay.
So I'm like, they're not going to cross paths. Everything's fine. And then he did it. He texted me. He was like, here's where I'm at if Aaron wants to stop by. And I was like, I fought the urge. I'm like, I could keep this from Aaron and save my final friend. Like, I got one left.
Uh-huh. Because they realize Aaron's better and they don't come back.
Better than
they
what?
Don't come back to better you. That's the problem. You're not sharing your losing friends to Aaron.
That is actually what's happening. There have been times where she's like, yeah, so anyway, Chad, this says that. And I'm like, I don't know any of that.
Wow.
I literally don't know any of the things going on in Chad's life right now. Until I'm going to run into him at Applebee's.
Yeah.
Chad?
How the hell you been?
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I think I might be a boomer. I'm not a boomer. I'm definitely not. Age-wise, I'm not a boomer, but I might be a boomer. Because up until a few minutes ago, I've gotten texts from people that say chef's kiss, and I'm just like, I don't know what that... I didn't know.
Really?
What? Why would I know what that is?
What would you think it is? A chef doing the...
You think that's so...
Perfection. Yeah.
That's what chefs do.
Who in this room cooks?
Not
the people that know about chefs.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, I've never done that. I've never... Abundanza. I've never done that. I've never... like, when I'm done with...
Well, we do.
Yeah. You never hit start on the microwave and given it a good...
I don't... So there's a bunch of words that this happens every year where they placate the stupid words that people are saying wrong. And then the dictionary goes, we'll just add it.
I know. I don't like it either. It's still wrong.
And it's also more often than not, they add phrases and not words.
Exactly. It's not, you can't, a definition. It's like Urban Dictionary is what that's for.
Yeah.
It's for slang.
Right.
Not just a real dictionary.
Right. So now chef's kiss, which is not a word.
No.
It's two words, is now in the dictionary.
Yeah.
And finally today, the boomer in the room. So give me an example of when you would use it. Like, why, if we're texting, why would you chef's kiss me?
Well, it would not be about food. It would be something. It would be something
so
about.
Why would I know what it means? What do you?
Because it means like, that was perfection. Like. If you were sassy to, I don't know, a coworker or something, and like your comeback was really good, just chef's kiss.
Do you actually say that?
You type chef's kiss.
Is there an emoji for it?
No. Well, there might, maybe, is there a hand one maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, there's a chef emoji, definitely.
There is?
Yeah.
It would have to be a couple of them, but.
Yeah. Or you could use.
So it's like the eggplant water dripping thing.
Storytelling kind of thing.
It's different.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I know that means something that's not a chef's kiss. Mm-hmm. Unless I'm cooking. So when did that become a thing? Because I've cooked my whole life and I've never heard that.
I feel like I first really started to hear it during like peak COVID. Because that was when...
COVID invented chef's kiss?
It just during that time where it was like chaotic. Everyone was stuck inside. There was Ratatouille the musical on TikTok. Everyone was starting to get obsessed
with
that.
What are you talking about?
Do you not remember this?
There's no musical of Ratatouille.
There is on TikTok.
Hold on. So they just sang like...
They created their own songs.
Who's they?
I was going to say, what is there to sing? It's not a... They have to make it up. It's not a musical.
They did?
So they made a musical...
Yes.
Of a chef rat.
Yeah. His name's Remy. Yes.
Yes. I love the movie. I love Patton Oswalt.
Well,
I think...
Treat him with respect.
I am, but I've never... So then... Was Chef Kiss in the musical?
No.
Or was it just people reacting to it? They're like, Chef's Kiss.
It was that, yeah.
Huh.
That's when I first picked up on it.
So you... Okay, no more you, Aaron. Okay, you, T.I.
No, don't do this.
Have you used it? Like, you looked at me like I'm dumb for not knowing what it is, but would you, a man, a husband, a father... Mm-hmm. Who have you like texted your hotel owning buddy? Who's like, hey, Raj, chef's kiss.
No, I don't think I've ever used it. I've heard it used. I don't know that it's ever been texted to me either.
But you don't say it out loud. You only text it. Like to say chef's kiss would be dumb.
No, I've said it out loud.
See, it's just,
don't you do it though? Don't you just actually, I think I've actually done it. And then just
you do both.
But you also say chef's
kiss.
Abundanza. No,
but you don't say chef's kiss. No, it's like somebody saying LOL. That you, if you were laughing, you would. You would say LOL.
Yeah.
No one's saying it right now to this show, but like, or OMG. That used to drive me nuts.
Oh,
somebody says OMG.
I don't like that one.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you know how long it takes to say OMG? The exact same amount of time as to say, oh my God.
Yeah.
It's the exact same.
Yeah.
One syllable each. OMG. Oh my God. The same amount of time. Don't abbreviate.
Okay. I agree. Yeah.
Great.
Great point.
Chef's kiss.
IYKYK.
If you know, you know.
I know what it means, but why does that need to be in the dictionary? That's called an abbreviation.
Yeah, that's not a word. It's an abbreviate. Yeah, I agree. Great point. Mwah.
Chef's kiss.
Yeah, I'm just going to keep doing it.
Okay, last one, the ick.
Oh, I use that one a lot.
I've heard it.
Bet you have.
Yeah.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
For most of us, losing our license would be a tragedy, but I got a story of a dude... Who it made him very, very happy.
Oh,
okay. Mm-hmm. I have a story about be careful how much Carrie Underwood you listen to.
I can't wait to hear
you. Be careful.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of Germany.
Yes! Out of Germany.
Guten Morgen.
Guten Morgen.
A woman and her husband, they were having the feud.
Oh, the feud.
They were fighting.
They're mad at each other.
She was so mad.
Get to the chopper.
And she went to his work.
She went to his job.
Yeah, she was bumping Carrie Underwood on the way over.
Before the cheats.
I assume.
Yeah.
Because she took a hammer and a key to the side of his... BMW!
No, not my BMW!
I don't know if it's BMW, just I assume.
Is that German?
Because that's a German car?
Mercedes-Benz is a German car.
It could be Mercedes.
BMW's Bavarian.
Oh, is? Okay. I don't...
You're an idiot! Get to the chopper!
So, she took the hammer to the windshield.
Oh, boy.
The side mirrors, the headlights.
Oh,
she broke up the car.
Yeah.
And obviously, police came and arrested her.
Yep.
It was only after she was arrested...
Yeah.
...that she realized, oh, that was the wrong car.
Mm.
Ooh.
That's...
Oops.
Not her husband's car.
My bad!
You should...
should
it
know.
Looks so similar to his car.
He has the Audi.
It's not the right car. Audi, that's a German car. There you go. It's a German car.
BMW is as well, but
it's German.
Yeah,
Bavarian is German.
It's a southeastern state in Germany.
Okay, listen, anyway. This is where the more you know sign comes over the top of us.
Thanks a lot, Gary.
Thank you. My story comes out of Norway. Is that where you're Norwegian?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I believe their accent sounds a little like this. It sounds like German. Yeah. A Norwegian man was tired of his girlfriend always saying, I need a ride to the doctor. I need a ride to the grocery store. I need. He was her like chauffeur. So then he got in front of a police officer and drove 9,000 miles an hour until the police pulled him over.
That's a lot of kilometers.
It says 85 miles an hour in a 55 mile an hour zone. They took away his driver's license, and he said, now I don't have to be your driver.
Oh, no, he did it on purpose.
He did it on purpose. He didn't want to be your driver anymore.
Okay. That's so sad.
Why is it sad?
Why couldn't he just be like, here's the bus pass?
No!
Take the metro.
He decided to do the fast car.
Men will do anything
to get out of...
to not have an honest conversation with their significant other.
Oh, my gosh.
So... all right, those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.